It's the best 5 minutes of the day. I'm with my brother from another mother, Jason Cans, the neuropsychologist from Marshfield Clinic in Eau Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
I never even heard the hello on the phone. I was kind of calling you, getting on the radio, and remembering the other things, like put on your headphones and lift your slide. So.
Sure. So when that happens, do you like actually see or hear that I've picked up?
It was by faith. By faith.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
You've picked up before, and you know, although Monday I couldn't even reach you, so.
Right, exactly. I was going to say there are times when I haven't, but it maybe at least rang this morning, so you knew that it was coming through to me.
So here's what I want to talk about before we get to love letter, is it 39 today? Malachi, we close out the Old Testament today.
Close out the Old Testament, yep.
And we're closing up on Galatians, and we need to start to have that conversation about where we've been in God's Word and where we're going to go next. But, yeah, sure. I don't know, yesterday, just kind of the complexity within all of us. So yesterday I'm at a news conference. The Republicans announced a new tax cut package and tax-free retirement, and I got to get working on seeing if we can get some of that audio here pretty quickly. But, I mean, there were like 8 state representatives there, all from the assembly, and, you know, one of them came up to me afterwards, and then another one I never met before. But then I left, and I'm like, why were you in such a hurry? Like, you had a wonderful opportunity to...
Sure.
And so... What I'm talking about is that complexity within us where what we actually do, we can have that conversation that, do you have that sometimes?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think the, I'm a mess of complexity, right? I mean, I think, you know, I think that's the case. I think I was reading something yesterday about really just trying to be living in the present moment. And, you know, I'm always thinking ahead and thinking behind rather than what's happening right in front of me.
Yeah.
Well,
Giannis a couple years ago gave like the best explanation on that. I mean, it was like 2 minutes, but it was awesome. So, all right. Yeah, that's why just yesterday, I think I played Jeremy Camp's Keep Me in the Moment. And I still, no, but it was like,
sure.
I was in the moment wanting to leave. But once I left, I'm like, why did you rush? So anyhow.
Right.
Okay. Love letter 39. Soon is Malachi. And in Larry Crabb's 66 love letters, he sums up that last book of the Old Testament this way. Soon you will see the light of the world is coming. And in the epilogue where he's got the Bible in 66 paragraphs, he calls it the story everyone needs to hear. Here's how he closes it out. He says, you see so little now, so little of what is still wrong within you. When I open your eyes, you will see your foolishness and my faithfulness. Keep your eyes closed and you will face me as your judge. Turn toward me in repentance and worship and real life will begin.
Yeah, you know, I think it is true that we see so little, you know, and I think over the years, I feel like God continues to open my eyes to what is happening in me. And sometimes it's hard to come face to face with that and yet to trust that it's part of our process in growing in godliness and wholeness.
And yet, having said that, I think that's where the battle is, that's where the focus ought to be, and all of the, and you can read biblically, I mean, all the self-righteous finger pointers, if you want to know who Jesus reserved his harshest words for, it was them.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
So let's not be like that. I don't want to be a Pharisee, you know? So
Yeah. So now the question is, before we go on, are we going to take off 400 years before we go on to the New Testament?
I know it. Well, yeah, that would be a long time. That would be a long time. Just leap right into the New Testament tomorrow, I guess. So.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
But we do have Galatians 6, 14, and 15 today.
Yeah, it says, as for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. It doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been transformed into a new creation.
And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, he tackles those verses this way. I have called you away from legalism to authentic wholeness, like that, found in my Son. If you feel the urge to boast about something, boast in the fact that my Son has redeemed you. In him, you have a brand new life, free from the crushing demands of rule-keeping. The world's expectations have no hold on you. My Son has fatally wounded the taskmaster. Following rules amounts to nothing as far as you and I are concerned. You are a brand new person, fully redeemed and upheld daily by my Spirit.
Yeah, I think living in step with the Holy Spirit is part of what leads us towards that authentic wholeness. It's not about the rule keeping, although we likely will keep rules. It's about paying attention to what the Spirit is up to and seeking to live and honor that in how we live.
I love from legalism to authentic wholeness. That is really good. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I'd waffle on that in my own life, right? I mean, it's really easy to fall into that space of legalism.
I haven't read the book, but I love the title, Andrew Bauman, Stumbling Toward Wholeness.
Yeah, that is a good one. It is a good book, for sure.
All right. Thanks,
you know,
Jason.
I like books about wholeness. So
there we
go.
Promise of the day, John 14:2. There is a special room in my house prepared just for you. And here's the devotion that Barry Adams has up. We got the time. I'm going to read it today. This is part of Jesus' last address to his disciples before he goes to the cross. It's interesting that Jesus actually assumes the disciples already know they have a place in his Father's house because he says, if it were not so, I would have told you. The verse prior to this, Jesus says to his disciples, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. The very foundation of believing the promise that we have a place in our Father's house is trust, says Barry Adams. Jesus' heart cry is, trust in my Father and trust in me too. It's amazing to think that each one of us who's called in the name of the Lord has a place already prepared in heaven. It is amazing. No matter how unstable this world system gets, we already have a home prepared for us. And Jesus promises to one day receive us back unto himself so that we can be with him where he lives for all eternity. Where is this special room located in heaven? The King James of John 1:18 says that Jesus declared the Father right from his bosom. If we are to be where Jesus lives, Barry says he believes that each one of the rooms in our Father's house is located in the center of God's heart. Closing, what a glorious promise. We will live forever with Jesus in the very bosom of the Father. May this promise bring comfort and hope to our hearts today, no matter what trials we are facing. All right, it's Win It Wednesday on the heels of Tuesday Trivia, Caleb.
Yes, yesterday we tried in vain to get a winner. 715-723-2555, the number to dial if you want to call right here and right now. And we were asking you, what's something that 90% of all Americans have? What's something that 90% of Americans have? What are we talking about? We've got a great prize, Alvo.
Yeah, we've got a great prize. It's the digital download of the Jesus Revolution movie, the Irwin Brothers' latest successful venture into the faith-based film world, and very well received.
So, 715-723-2555, think about this as we regale you with the incorrect answers we got yesterday. What's something that 90% of all Americans have, 90% of Americans have one of these? What is it? It's not a pet, a frisbee, or a bicycle. It's not a microwave, a sibling, a cell phone, a watch, or a cavity. It's not a potted plant, not vision problems, not a fireplace, not a mortgage or house payment, not a garage, not a shower, not a credit card, not a job, not a dishwasher, not a television. What's something that 90% of all Americans have? 90% of Americans have one of these. What is it? We gave a clue yesterday as well, Havo.
Yeah, we did. We said the fact that this is not something you buy. And it is something that if you own a home or rent a home, you could have this.
All right. We're trying to help you out. We're trying to get you that.
We have both had this at various points in our lives.
Yes, I have one currently.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. 723-2555. What is something that 90% of all Americans have? Who will be the first bold soul to go through and say, hey, I want to take a guess at this. No penalty for wrong answers.
And at this point, I got to believe the prize isn't the biggest prize. The prize is you could be the one that goes, I'm the smarty pants. I'm the cook. You know, I'm the smart cookie.
I solved that for everyone. Well, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today? You're on the WIB Wake Up Show. Win It Wednesday.
Tony from Menominee.
Tony from Menominee. Tony often wins on Win It Wednesday.
Yo,
he's pretty
Tony.
Impressive. Go ahead, Tony. What do you think?
Well,
Bills. Do 90% of Americans have bills? I mean, it's very true.
Yeah.
Maybe even more. But is that what we're looking for?
What we're looking for.
No. Thank you, Tony. Call back. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Turn down your radio.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from
Turn down your radio just a little bit so that we can hear you a little better. Didn't hear if you got the answer or not.
Sorry. House payment.
A house payment. We had that guess yesterday, a mortgage or house payment. Do you want a bonus guess? You can think about it and call us back, no problem.
Yeah.
All right, think about it. Thank you for calling in from Cricket Country there in Fall Creek. Let's go here. Good morning. You're on the air, Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine day?
Michael from Eau Claire.
All right, Michael, go ahead. 90% of Americans have one of these. What is it?
An air conditioner.
Oh,
it's a great guess. Yeah. It's not everybody, right? But that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you for the call, Michael from Eau Claire. We're going to need that this Labor Day weekend. It's going to get hot again. I think we have time for a couple more calls so we can still fill it in a song here before weather. So let's go here. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Lori, and I'm calling from Fall Creek. Is it a rake?
Is it a rake?
Yeah, a lot of people have a rake. Maybe not everybody. That is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Lori from Fall Creek. But we are getting into, raking season as those leaves start to fall before too long.
Uh-huh.
Let's take one more guess here. I will go to this line three. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo?
My name is Carlene, and I'm calling from the road up in Sawyer County, and I'm going to say toothbrush.
Is it a toothbrush? Carlene, on the road up in Sawyer County. Halvo, is it a toothbrush? 90% of Americans, and that would mean that 10% of Americans don't have a toothbrush.
They use their finger, and that's not it.
Thank you, Carlene. All right, we're going to give it about 20-ish minutes or so here, friends, and we'll give you another shot at this. Winning, but also at, figuring it out. And I think that's really becomes the goal here. Something that 90% of all Americans have. There's lots of options, but we're getting closer. We'll figure it out.
It is try number five for what started on Tuesday Trivia is now Win It Wednesday on WIB.
Yes, 90% of Americans have one of these. What is it? What's something that 90% of all Americans have? 715-723-2555 if you want to get in and guess.
Yeah, it's a different sort of question. We have clarified the fact that we currently have one. We have had one in the past. You might have it if you own a home. You might have it if you rent a home.
715-723-2555. The chance to win a Jesus Revolution movie digital download. We can email this to you wherever you might be listening from. 715-723-2555. I was going to go through some of the incorrect answers, but folks want to guess right away. So I guess let's just dive right in. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
Hi, Caroline.
And I had to drop my kids off at school, but my 14-year-old Kenny had a guess that he said out loud in the car, and I was thinking the exact same thing, so I told him I would call in after I dropped him off.
What is it?
So our guess is a doorbell.
A doorbell. Do 90% of Americans have a doorbell, Halvo?
They may, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Caroline and Kenny. Call back 715-723-2555. What's something that 90% of all Americans have?
That was such a good backstory.
It really was. I wanted Kenny to be able to get out of school today and be like, hey, you won. You figured it out.
Exactly.
Some of the most recent incorrect answers from earlier this hour.
Are bills, an air conditioner, a rake, a toothbrush.
All right, so again, those are all incorrect. Also incorrect answers. It's not a pet, a frisbee, a bicycle, a microwave, a sibling, a cell phone, a watch, a cavity. It's not a potted plant, not vision problems, not a fireplace, not a mortgage or a house payment, not a garage, a shower, a credit card, a job, a dishwasher, or a TV. 90% of Americans have one of these. What is it? Something that 90% of all Americans have. And if you say, guys, that's really ambiguous, yes, because otherwise y'all will just Google it. So, and that ruins it for everyone.
We've worked on this. We've kind of honed this skill.
Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday with Caleb and Hav on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carlene.
All right, Carlene, go ahead. What do you think?
She's in Sawyer County, I believe.
All right, Carlene, 90% of Americans have one of these. What do you think? Did we lose you? Up there in Sawyer County?
A bed.
A bed. Is it a bed?
It's not.
Not a bed. Thank you, Carly. Call back 715-723-2555. Yes, let's go to our next caller, next on deck here. Oh, and I lost him. Call back 715-723-2555. It's like a fish on the line. It's catch and match month, right, too.
And then, it sure is.
There we go. 715-723-2555. Maybe they had the same guess as Carlene. What's something that 90% of all Americans have? We have time for a few more guesses here. Something that 90% of all Americans have. We want to give you a Jesus Revolution digital movie download. Good morning, and what's your name? Where are you calling from on this beautiful Win It Wednesday?
I'm Lois from Boyd. Is it a house key?
Is it a house key? Yeah. A house key.
That's a good guess. Nobody's guessed it before, and that is not correct.
But Lois from Boyd, you call us back. Thank you for calling in. 715-723-2555. Good morning, and what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jackie from Eau Claire.
Hey, Jackie, what do you think?
Hi, I was thinking of a garage.
Is it a garage? That was guessed. Do you want a bonus guess?
Oh, it was. A truck.
A truck. You know what? That's a thinking on your feet.
Yep.
Get one of those new F-150s from Eau Claire Ford Labor Day sales event.
There you go. And that's not it.
Not what we're looking for. Nope. Thank you, Jackie. 715-723-2555. There are a lot of people who think they have this figured out. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cynthia Abraham, calling from Elk Mound.
Hey, Cynthia from Elk Mound. 90% of Americans have one of these. What do you think?
A Bible.
Is it a Bible?
That would be a great Christian radio question and answer. That's not it.
Cynthia, are you at a stoplight?
I am.
I just got to figure it out. We get to ask trivia in return. All right, you call us back when you can. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, is it a grill?
Is it a grill? 90% of Americans have a grill. How, though?
It's not.
It's not a grill. Thank you for calling in. We have time for two more. Two more here, otherwise this pushes off until 8:15. The music ran out, but we're going to give you a little overtime here. We've got two opportunities left. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please? Man, I didn't think I'd stump him with that.
Yeah.
Good morning. All right. I guess we won't do that one. Let's go to this caller. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Wow. I didn't know that it was going to be that complicated. 715-723-2555. Let's try here. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Sarah, and I'm calling from Altoona.
All right, Sarah from Altoona. Something that 90% of all Americans have. What is it, Sarah?
Vehicle.
Is it a vehicle?
Not
a vehicle. Thank you, Sarah. All right, so one try left. One person left. Let's pick this one. Eeny, miny, moe. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Lisa Mondovi.
All right, Lisa from Mondovi, you're the last chance here in the 7 o'clock hour. 90% of Americans have one of these. What is it, Lisa?
A hat.
Is it a hat? Halvo.
It's not a hat.
It's not a hat. Thank you for trying. We have lots more incorrect answers to give you all next hour, so...
All right, Win It Wednesday in a big-time way, as this is try number three. This has been a tough question for the digital download of the... highly acclaimed faith-based film, Jesus Revolution. The call in number 715-723-2555. When I've loved this morning, Caleb, been writing down the cities, the callers from Menominee, Fall Creek, Eau Claire, Sawyer County, Rice Lake, Boyd, Elk Mound, Altoona, and Mondovi. So I love it.
Yeah, Wibland stretches a long way, and we love hearing from you. We really do. The question is this. What's something that 90% of all Americans have? 90% of Americans have one of these. What is it? We started out Tuesday trivia. Now we're on the third segment, trying this again on a Win It Wednesday to give you that Jesus Revolution digital download. We've given some clues. Yep. We've had some wrong answers that hopefully will help point you in the right direction as well.
Yeah, and just some of those clues, right? I mean, Caleb and I have had one. We currently have one. It could be if you own a home or if you rent a home and you don't buy this. So, but 90% of Americans have it. Wrong answers include bills, air conditioner, rake, toothbrush, doorbell, bed, truck, Bible, grill, vehicle, and hat.
715-723-2555, who will be the first one to try again. No penalty for wrong answers, so you can keep calling back as many times as you can get through. And someone is doing that right now. What's something that 90% of all Americans have? 90% of all Americans have. 715-723-2555. Good morning. You're the first one on the year, this time here on a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
I'm Donna from Fall Creek.
Hey, Donna from Fall Creek, what do you think 90% of Americans have one of these? What is it?
A slinky.
A blankie?
A blankie or a slinky?
No, a slinky with an S.
Yeah, a slinky. Okay.
A slinky, that's
right. I heard blankie, that's right. It's not either one, actually.
We'll double it up. It's not a Blankie or a Slinky, but Slinky is what I was thinking because my kids were just playing with that the other day. Thank you from Fall Creek, Cricket Country. Call in again, 715-723-2555. That makes me really want to play with a Slinky now. Send it down the stairs. All right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
My name is Alan from Menominee. Would it be an insurance policy?
Would it be an insurance policy, Alan, from Menominee? That, again, well thought out.
A lot of us have that, but that's not what we're looking for.
No, thank you. Call us again, Alan from Menominee, 715-723-2555. We'll jump back into the caller here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caleb and Halva with you on WWIB for a Win It Wednesday.
Good morning. I'm Jordan from Ogama, Wisconsin.
Hey, Jordan.
I'm going to guess a working smoke detector.
A working smoke detector. Getting specific with it, too. Remember, when you set your clocks forward or back, that's the reminder to change the batteries. Though, if we do away with daylight saving time, then I don't know what happens to those reminders. Is it a working smoke detector? Jordan from Ogama says. Halvo, working smoke detector?
That's not it.
No, thank you, though. And Ogama, I do believe, is a new city we've added to the
that's
list.
That's right.
This morning, 90% of Americans have one of these. What is it? 715-723-2555. Good morning, sir or madam. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Christy from Chautauqua.
All right, Christy, good morning. 90% of Americans have one of these. What is it, Christy?
A water softener.
A water softener?
That's not it.
No, not a water softener. Thank you, Christy from Chautauqua. 715-723-2555. It's really tough to figure out which line I want to go with, but let's just go here. Good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, this is Val from Eau Claire.
Hey, Val.
Hey, Val.
I am going with a recycling bin.
Something that 90% of all Americans have. Recycling bin. Halvo?
That's not it. But don't you think, Caleb, that that is in kind of a direction?
I think that once people hear what this is, yeah. I think they could totally understand how that could be in the okay. The general direction. Yes.
And
yes.
Since we've had like six different goal runs at this over 2 days.
Good morning, WWIB. What's something that 90% of all Americans have? What do you think?
A fire pit.
A fire pit? Oh, okay. Sure.
That's a great guess, but that's not it.
Not a fire pit. We can take three more guesses here. 715-723-2555. Let's say think inside your home.
Uh-huh.
Think inside All right. your home.
There's another hint.
There's another hint. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Teresa, Rush County. Is it a basement?
Is it a basement? Do 90% of Americans have a basement?
That's not it.
Not it. Thank you, Teresa from Russ County, calling in. We love hearing from you all over the place. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lois from Boyd.
Hey, Lois. Thanks for calling back.
Is it a dishwasher?
That's already been guessed. Would you like to try another one? I know we're putting you on the spot here.
No, I'm sorry.
No problem, Lois. All right, so we'll do a bonus one here. Good morning, WWIB, second to last caller. Let's see if we can get this. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ina. I'm calling from Menominee.
Fantastic.
So I'm guessing refrigerator or stove.
Refrigerator or stove. I like your style. I like your style getting in two guesses.
That's not it.
But neither one is right. Neither one is right. Thank you. All right, one more time. And again, we're thinking inside the house. Thinking inside the house. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You are the last hope for folks in this half of the 8 o'clock hour. What's something that 90% of all Americans have?
Is it Janie from Boyd? I'm going to say a garbage disposal.
Janie from Boyd says a garbage disposal. Halvo?
And that apparently has not been guessed, and that is not it.
It is not a garbage disposal. Thank you for calling from Boyd. Halvo and I are going to confab a little bit and see what kind of clues or hints we can come up with. Maybe we'll even give you a clue or a hint after the 8:30 weather update. Mm-hmm. You never know, because we want to get this solved. Think about it. 90% of Americans have one of these.
Wake-up show on a Win It Wednesday.
It's the last chance. Tuesday trivia, Win It Wednesday. Last chance here this morning to figure this out. 90% of Americans have one of these. What's something that 90% of all Americans have? 715-723-2555. Jesus Revolution digital movie download is the prize, but at this point, the biggest prize is probably just being the one who figures this out.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, it'd be a great reward. If I was on the other side, we're going to even add maybe another clue or two. So
yes.
Okay, Win It Wednesday. Wrong answer so far today. We've said, by the way, this isn't something you buy. It is something you may have if you own or rent a home. Caleb and I have had one. I know I did as a kid and do as an adult. You've talked about it, and
we said inside the home. Think inside the home.
And even we'll give a new hint in a moment. But wrong answers this morning: bills, air conditioner, rake, toothbrush, doorbell, bed, truck, Bible, grill, vehicle, hat, slinky, blanky, insurance policy, working smoke detector, water softener, recycling bin, fire pit, basement, refrigerator, stove, or garbage disposal.
90% of Americans have one of these. What's something that 90% of Americans have? Before we give a clue, someone thinks they know, so let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today? Good morning. You're on the air. You know, that's always the one that stumps them, is the name and where you're calling from. Let's try here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today on this Win It Wednesday here on WWIB?
Calling from Menominee. Has Ice Maker been guessed?
Ice Maker has not been guessed. Is that your guess?
That is my guess.
That is your guess. Is it correct, Halvo?
It's not.
It's not Ice Maker. Thank you. Call us back there from Dunn County, 715-723-2555. I will say, at least as far as I'm concerned, the gentleman from Menominee is in the right room of the house.
Okay.
Because in our home, here's my clue. In our home, not only are we saying inside, in our home, this is in the kitchen. In our home, this is in the kitchen. 90% of Americans have one of these. What's something 90% of all Americans have? In our home, it's in the kitchen. I don't know where yours is, Halvo.
I'm going to say, I know as a kid, I was given this. My mom had said, this is where yours is, and it was in the dining room.
All right. So, here we go. Good morning. What's your name? Where you're calling from today?
Carlene Ladysmith, and that clue just threw me for a loop. But I'm still going to say technology, like internet, Wi-Fi, cell phone. Yeah.
Okay, sure, sure.
Good guess, Carlene, but that's not it.
Thank you.
That's
call us back.
It. Okay, thanks.
715-723-2555. So again, not internet, not Wi-Fi, not cell phone. Think inside. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Spencer, I'm from Phillips.
Hey, Spencer from Phillips. 90% of Americans have one of these. I've mentioned that mine's in the kitchen. Havel said growing up, his was in the dining room. Think inside the house. What do you think it is, Spencer from Phillips?
A microwave.
A microwave. I can't believe we haven't had microwave guest, actually.
Yeah, that's
but
a good one.
No, Spencer, thank you for calling. 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What do you think? Go ahead. Well, we stumped him again. All right. Well, there's lots of other people who want to try. Good morning. What do you think?
A specific place to sit at the kitchen table to eat.
Oh, like an assigned seat, so to speak. It's like, oh, this is Dad's seat. This is, you know, Caleb's and Cooper's seat. We kind of have those informally at our house, too.
I can still remember where I sat at the table most nights. Yeah.
Really dinner, well thought out. Yeah. Very well thought out.
That's not it.
But it's not what we're looking for because this is just hard. Thank you, 715-723-2555. We're trying to think of any other clues that we can give you here. Good morning. What's something that 90% of all Americans have?
Television.
Television. That's been guessed. Would you like a bonus guess?
Mixer.
Mixer. A mixer. Okay, sure. Good thinking on your feet, but it's not a mixer. Not a mixer. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, it's Lois again from Boyd.
Hey,
it's
Lois.
A radio.
Is it a radio?
No.
Not a radio. Thank you, Lois from Boyd. 715-723-2555.
We would love to get a winner.
We really want to get a winner. We're trying to figure out what we can get without totally giving this away.
Let me ask you off the air. I don't know.
Sure. Let's try that clue.
You move it in and out.
You move it in and out. I don't know if that helps you or not. Good morning. What do you think? Do you have a guess?
I think it's a toaster.
You think it's a toaster? You know what? Good job thinking on your feet with a clue there. It's not a toaster. 715-723-2555. Ours is in the kitchen. You move it in and out. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is it a junk drawer?
Is it a junk drawer? What's your name, by the way? Where are you calling from? I forgot to ask you that.
Arrow from Excellent.
Arrow from Excellent. Excellent alliteration, Arrow from Excellent. Is it a junk drawer? Do 90% of Americans have a junk drawer?
Yes, they do! You're a winner. Thank you, Arrow. Thank you.
You're a winner.
Yes, 90% of Americans have a junk drawer. Arrow from Excellent, do you have a junk drawer? Are you part of the 90%?
Yes, I do.
What gave it away for you?
The In-N-Out, I guess, in the kitchen or the living room.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of stuff in our junk drawer. But again, you just want it there if you need it. I mean, it's all those old chargers that you think, I can't throw those away just in case at some point I need something to be charged. That works with these.
Yay, we got a winner.